This is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to be doing Mishnayos Masechtas Tamid, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. So the Perek starts off with continuing where the last Perek ended, talking about what happened exactly. I was preparing the Mizbeach for each day's Avodah. And first they had, we talked about the Trumas Adeshen, and immediately after the Kohen, that job it was to remove the scoopful of ashes off the altar, which is called the Trumas Adeshen. Ra'uhu Echad Sheyarad, Vehem Ratzuvo. People saw, the other Kohanim there saw the person doing the Trumas Adeshen come down. And then they would run and come close. Miharu v'kitchu yudem raglehem min hakior. They would quickly run and come and sanctify their hands and feet from the water of the kior. Natl as hamagrefos v'esatzinoros v'alul roshem mizbeach. They would grab the shovels and the forks, and they would then ascend onto the top of the mizbeach, on top of the altar. Ha'evarim v'hab darim shelo nis'aklu mi'ba'arev, the limbs and fats that were not consumed on the altar over the night. Son kinosim tzitei ha'mizbeach, they would remove them from the fire, and they would push them to the side of the mizbeach. Imein atzadim mechazikin sodin osam besobi v'ala keves, if they did not have room to stick it on the sides of the altar itself, they would place it opposite the ledge near the on the ramp. There was on the mizbeach itself, there was a amma by an amma ledge that came off on the mizbeach, and on this place, that's where they would stick the different parts if there was not room over there. Hechelu Mishnah, that Mishnah base. Hechelu Ma'alin Ba'afar Agabi HaTapuach. They would then take all the ashes and begin to pile them up on the mound, on the middle of the Mizbeach. VaTapuach Haya Be'amta Mizbeach, and the mound would be on the middle of the Mizbeach. Pa'amim Alu Kishlosh Me'os Kor. There was a time where it would end up being a very large amount, that's up to 300 kor. Different mafarshim, 300 kor is equal to 30 sah, and therefore it would be almost 675 cubic amos, which is over 20,000 gallons. It would be really a very large amount. The Rav Bartanura points out that that would probably never happen. It's really a guzma. It's a exaggeration. The Kohanim would never allow it to really get that large. Uver a galim, and on the holidays, lo hayu midash ninoso, they would not remove it. Mneishu noilim is beach, because it would be a adornment for the altar, that it would look great. Miyama, then the Mishnah says, what does that mean? The Mishnah then goes to explain, miyama v'lo nitzatzel ha-kohen melhotzi min ha-deshen. The Kohen was never lax about taking off the ashes. Rather, if there were ashes on it, it would be during the holidays, the ashes would be on there for an adornment that people would recognize, that the Mizbeach was being used by so many people. There were so many ashes on it, how wonderful it is that people would come to the Beis HaMikdash during the holidays and be shown by how many ashes were on the Mizbeach.